All right, it's 8:19, so the mayor's here this morning, and thank you for being here. And
always a pleasure.
Okay. Hey, let's talk a little bit, because obviously we've got the budget coming up, and that's one of the things that obviously is going to be important, and it's an ongoing situation. So where are we in the budget process, and what can we expect coming up
Well, we're going to get our first look at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
What we did last year, excuse me, is that we had had our strategic planning retreat in June after the council had been elected. And it was really, we discovered, really it's too late in the budget process because it's already gone through department heads and stuff, and we have to adopt a budget in September. So this year we said, let's use January as our strategic planning retreat, so then the department heads and the city managers can look at their budget with that in mind, and that we would then have a kind of a mid-year retreat, you know, in June to kind of tweak it. So that's what we did. What we're going to do is we're going to receive the budget tomorrow. We'll see it for the first time. It's gone through the department heads. It's gone through the city manager's office, as was reported. You know, we eliminated 10 positions.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we eliminated some last year. It's still a tough budget, and we'll get the figures from the Brazos appraisal district so we can get our effective tax rates and stuff.
You're going to probably get a report from an engineer about what's going to happen with the conference center.
Expect that this fall. Mm-hmm. Last year, we wanted to have a structural inspection because we were thinking about it's probably time to kind of renovate and modernize the building, and we wanted to know, you know, what kind of shape's the building and if we're going to remodel. And of course we were all surprised when he said, you know, the roof's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it could fall. So you find out that you close it up as ASAP.
Sure. Now, could you possibly receive incrementally some things before the final report, or is it all just going to come in one fell swoop?
I believe we're going to get the full report. The inspector did, the structural engineer, he was up on the roof and he went into the rafters and he went back out onto the roof and called a city manager and a couple of men from the city manager's office, and Public Works went out and looked at the roof from inside, you know, the attic rafter area, and said, we see exactly what you mean, and closed it right then and there.
I want to go back to the budget for just a minute, specifically with Bevisma. It looks like this has been a situation that's cost you more money than was budgeted this year. Your thoughts on that, and what's going to happen?
You know, gate rates are down just because there's a landfill in Austin that's trying to close, and so they have lowered their rates, and so some of the outlying areas that have typically brought us their waste are going elsewhere. It's a good news, bad news scenario. The revenues are down this year, but we anticipate they'll continue to go up in the future. Bevisma passed a budget that was less than last year's, so we're looking at that. Also, the bright side of waste being diverted from our landfill is that it extends the life of our landfill.
Now, impacted in any way on the landfill that's out by the airport? Has that impacted this one?
Not really, but again, you know, that's waste that could have come to Twin Oaks, and it's now going to stay there. So, again, less tonnage coming into the landfill.
Sure.
But that's a different type. They do construction waste,
right,
and they also do a lot of recycling.
Okay.
Any materials that can be. So, although their permits for 7 years, they anticipate it to be about 30
okay.
before they close.
And again, that's not household garbage that we're talking about there.
No, that's just industrial waste, you know, concrete, rebars, that sort of thing.
Are we finally coming to the long saga about the HOA? Apparently the trail now staff is going to recommend that it's going to be out on the street rather than back behind some homes?
It appears to be that's the case. The council had been used as sort of the court of last resort,
yeah,
and it was not a council decision per se. It was really went to the homeowners. Did they want to deed or give to the city 18 acres that went through their home Owners Association that was common ground in the floodplain for a hike and bike trail. And, you know, we've gotten all the comments from both sides, and 2 months ago we said, hey, you know what, this is an internal problem for the homeowners. Those who backed up to the floodplain said, not in my backyard. The people that were two streets away said, sure, let's give it to the city. And so we said, you know, y'all try and work it out. And unfortunately, they haven't. And so, you know, the city doesn't want to get in the middle of homeowners group. So there's an alternative route, and that's probably that is what the city manager is recommending.
Well, and one of the other things, I guess, is, as we've learned, operation and maintenance of anything after you've got it in place is something that has to be a consideration in your budget for years to come.
Absolutely, and that is in the floodplain, and when it rains, it floods there.
Yeah, probably would not want to be in a part of that. Now, that being said, this is once again an example of the greasy wheel really getting the grease, and this is what concerns me a little bit about any kind of a situation where people could actually become obstructionists to anything that a governmental body wants to do simply by kicking up such a fuss.
Well, I think that's kind of taking a very singular view. I mean, Welborn.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. That's right. That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's a fair statement that when you get a squeaky wheel, you listen to the squeaky wheel. But I don't think it's a sure deal just because they speak up. And every citizen has that right to come to city council and be heard. Just because they've squawked doesn't mean that the city's going to just turn over and say, you're right. We've taken on some hard issues that from the people who come from to council don't seem to like. But so I think it's a case by case and exactly what it is. I wouldn't go to say just because people come and yep. And talk that the city's going to listen.
Sure.
Doesn't mean the city's going to agree.
Well, here's a ray of sunshine for you. A guy told me yesterday that the HOA elections for that neighborhood are next month.
Ah.
So there may be a whole new group of people to deal with next time, just when you think you got it solved.
Well, I think we may wrap it up tomorrow night.
There you go. Get that done. You won't have to worry about it. Okay. What else is on your radar screen today?
Well, you know, there's a lot of fun things going on. So check out our website, cstx.gov. Can sign up. You and the lovely Mrs. Flagg could sign up for tennis lessons. I know you didn't want to do the dance lessons,
yeah.
But there's tennis lessons for you.
I broke a rib. What can I say? I couldn't do that.
You got two feet. You
can, yeah. Okay, right. Okay.
And
anyway.
You got one good hand. Anyway, so there's tennis lessons. It's also time to sign up for a kids club for after school. And going to have a first tournament out at the skate park. So on September 1st, a lot of exciting things. Mm. And our population, we now believe, is over 97,000.
My goodness.
So We're just moving right on up there.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.